Talk Live, launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you'll find that we give you the features there for free. Now, the main feature on the site allows you, the listener, to control the content of the site. You go, if you find some sort of news article or video or something that you think is pretty neat, blog post online, you take the link, you plug it into our website in the submit show prep form, and then other listeners get to vote on whether they like your submission or not. You get to vote on things, too. You vote up if you like it. You vote down if not so much. And then the most voted up will make it to the front page of the website, meaning we're more likely to see it and talk about it on the air. So head over to freetalklive.com. But that's not the only place where we garner our show prep from. One of my favorite sources is stopthedrugwar.org, and we're going to pick up a story that we started in the first hour of the show. Just a recap for those of you just tuning in, from stopthedrugwar.org, on the night of June 11th, 21-year-old Trevin Cole and his 9 months pregnant fiance Sequoia Pierce were sitting at their home in their Las Vegas apartment, settling in for a quiet Friday evening in front of the TV, but Cole didn't live to see the next day. Instead, he was the target of a drug raid and was shot and killed by Las Vegas narcotics narcotics detective as he knelt on his bathroom floor with his hands in the air. The claim from the detective was that he made a furtive movement, and so therefore that justified a shot to wherever the shot landed. It was one shot that killed him.
No video.
You think about where that might be.
Yeah, right. No video on this. These guys don't have tasers out. This man's unarmed. You'd think that they could have used anything.
How many
like
of them
this.
Were there compared to him?
More than him.
A lot.
Several more.
He was significantly outnumbered. But I was scared.
It's 2010, nearly 2011 now. You can have a video cam stuck in a pen. You can have it in your sunglasses. You can have it anywhere. Police all over the nation could have video cameras on their person. It would be
nothing compared to
what it is that they carry already.
And
they
should be available to the public.
They could have it in their badge, and it wouldn't weigh anything more. They could have them carved in there, but they won't do it. They won't do it. They'll never do it because they know that their actions would be under scrutiny, and they don't want scrutiny.
So let's continue, though. Give you a little more detail on what's happened here. They believed that they had themselves a major drug dealer, but they didn't find any evidence of a major drug dealer. They found no guns. They did apparently find a small unspecified amount of pot, although his fiance contends they found no drugs and were angry that they couldn't. Of course, in many cases, when they don't find drugs in these situations where they end up icing somebody, they just find some drugs in their police car, and then they plant the drugs in the person's home if they haven't planted a gun on the person.
Been caught on camera.
Exactly. And so they found allegedly a digital scale cell phone and $702 in cash. Boy, we've got a kingpin on our hands here. Of which $350 was found to have come from jewelry that Ms. Pierce pawned days earlier in order to pay the rent. Oh, and a spent .223 caliber rifle cartridge in the bathroom. The search warrant affidavit also misidentified Cole, confusing him with another Trevin Cole from Houston, Texas. Now, the other Trevin Cole had a different middle name, was 7 years older, is 3 inches shorter, and 100 pounds lighter. His lengthy criminal history? 3 misdemeanor marijuana possession arrests. The only criminal record the now-dead Trevin Cole had was for unauthorized use of a motor vehicle as a teenager. Yet the lead officer on the case was claiming this man had a lengthy criminal history of narcotic sales, trafficking, and possession charges, but even the real Trevin Cole that they were supposedly after only had 3 marijuana possession arrests. So, I mean, talk about blowing things out of proportion. An incredulous David Doddridge, a retired 21-year veteran.
It's not blowing it out of proportion. They're lying.
Yeah. Retired 21-year veteran of the LAPD, who now runs a private detective agency, and is a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. He said, don't they ever run the dates of birth down there? Another former Baltimore police officer, who's now an assistant professor of law, police science, and criminal justice, he had to say this: the standard ID is name and date of birth. They had different initials for the middle name. It should have been obvious that this was not the same guy. Part of the problem is the pressure to perform, said Peter Moskos, the former Baltimore officer. He said these guys are judged by how many warrants they can get. He said, but it's better to conduct one good warrant than five bad ones. Each squad is trying to serve the most warrants, get the most dope, so you have the tendency to exaggerate and embellish, and sometimes even fabricate on the warrants, according to Doddridge. They invent handguns inside the house so they can get a dynamic entry warrant, and then they go in kicking down doors, rushing in with guns drawn, forcing everybody down on the floor. It's very scary. Everyone is going in with guns drawn. They're sometimes shouting over each other, and it's very tense and dynamic situation, and just a tremendous opportunity for someone to get shot. It's really crazy.
And usually that someone is the homeowner or the person present,
not the cops.
Not the cops. Very rare. Four cops have been shot in a decade doing these things.
That's correct.
In this municipality?
Ooh, no.
Was that nationwide?
I think that's nationwide.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. According to the search warrant, he says it's really crazy. It's really crazy, a waste of time and money, but they have to justify their existence, said Doddridge. If they're not serving warrants, they'll get sent back to patrol. You have to produce.
Mm.
According to the search warrant, police, and of course the guys that get on the SWAT team are into this. Right? This is
they absolutely
they
are. You know, people that say other than this, they just don't know what they're talking about. I spent 9 years working with law enforcement officials, actually about 6.5 of them, very closely. And I can tell you that the guys that were on the insertion team, those among all the other law enforcement officers, those are the gung-ho. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that say, you know, shoot first, ask questions later, let God sort them out. Those are those guys. They know they're dealing with bad guys, and they don't mind putting a few bad guys at room temperature.
According to the search warrant, police had made 3 undercover Popeyes from the Trevin Cole they ended up shooting. The total haul was 1.8 ounces. 1.8 ounces of marijuana. And also, according to the warrant, when police wanted to make a big score, $400 worth with Cole, the alleged major drug dealer, they had to reschedule because Cole didn't have that much on hand. Not incidentally, under Nevada law, possession of up to an ounce of marijuana is decriminalized. Yant and his dope squad buddies were going after Cole for allegedly selling them amounts of marijuana that it wasn't even a crime to possess. But remember, when they decrim pot and they make it so it's legal to possess or less illegal to possess a certain amount of marijuana, they never decriminalize the sale of it. And so, of course, the ultimate question is, well, where's the pot supposed to come from?
Right.
I mean, if it's legal,
you're not allowed to grow it.
Yeah.
You're allowed to have it. You're not allowed to grow it. You're not allowed to sell it. How does it magically appear in your hands?
Right. So the idea is that somehow the people that are selling the marijuana are still these evil, evil criminals.
Right. Most of them are smokers of marijuana that are trying to get other people things that they want and, you know,
cover some costs.
Yeah, cover some costs, and that's really it.
Like other tragic incidents, this brings into question the need to use such force in raids on people who at best are being charged with a nonviolent crime, according to the director of the communications director for the Marijuana Policy Project. And he says, especially in this case where officers are coming into a house with guns drawn, we saw a man get killed, and it turns out it wasn't even the man they were after. Dave Schwartz of Sensible Nevada, which seeks marijuana law reform there, says it's just another tragic incident in the failed war on marijuana. People are being killed even for small amounts, and it just makes no sense. This is yet another death caused by prohibition, not by marijuana. And I'd like to point out that not only is it tragic enough that this man has had his life taken from him at age 21, but just a reminder, his wife was pregnant as well. Her son... or whoever is right. Going to come out is going
Hello,
to have no
welfare.
Dad.
Once again, we have to pay for these trigger-happy jackholes busting into people's houses. We're going to have, instead of his dad being there, providing money for him and giving him a place to live, we've got to pay
and
for it as the
that
public.
Are even, and other things that are even far more important than that as well.
Sure.
Yeah.
There's a lot more. You can imagine this kid's much more likely to grow up to be a criminal. We're going to have to pay to house
exactly.
him in these institutionalized prisons that we've got. Just more and more. This police state perpetuates itself. And then the bureaucrats cry poor mouth.
The toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't suppose there's anybody out there that actually supports these kinds of police raids. I mean, I know they exist, but would they ever call in to say, yeah, I think that's a great idea. It's a good thing that guy got shot. 1-800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GVICs, Zenpaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at VeryBestBaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills?
That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more, all perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. Bring up anything at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features for free. We've got our webcam. You can go and watch and listen and interact. Our chat room's built into the same page, and it's all free for you over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. By the way, the webcam brought to you by memorydealers.com.
Yeah, and the SACL CAI line brought to you by Jason Osborne from SACL CAI. Another thing brought to you by him is this live read for anti-war antiwar.com/donate. It's your antiwar.com is your source for anti-war news and views for 15 years. They're having their quarterly pledge drive. You can strike a blow against the empire and give to antiwar.com/donate. They've got a telephone number there if you prefer to do it over the telephone. It's antiwar.com/donate.
All right, 800-259-9231. Of course, we'll continue taking your calls about anything. But since we've been on the topic, let's keep going on the topic. According to copblock.org, citing the West Virginia Gazette, an 80-year-old man, he's not just 21-year-olds that the cops are after. And it seems like the octogenarian stories have been fairly popular recently in the news. Like the cops, they're really cracking down hard on just about anybody. An 80-year-old man spent 3 days in the hospital after he was dragged off his ATV and slammed to the concrete by a Cedar Grove police officer, say witnesses. Oh, see, there were witnesses. Should have been smarter about it, copper.
It doesn't matter. They don't listen to the witnesses.
Yeah, that's a good point. On Tuesday, Robert McComb was riding ATVs with his friends, Daryl Cole and Bobby Palmer, and was heading back to his house after coming out of the woods when he was stopped by a Cedar Grove police cruiser. McComb was ahead of Palmer and Cole. When both men caught up to McComb and Walls, the officer was picking a bloody McComb off the ground. Carrie Balzer said she watched what happened to McComb in horror as she sat in her truck with her husband, Bruce. She said Walls grabbed McComb, pulled him off the side of the ATV, and slammed him into the concrete face first. Now, what could an 80-year-old man on an ATV have possibly done to the officer Walls here to justify such violence?
Said he wasn't going to give him his driver's license?
I don't know, but I would imagine it was something he said rather than something that he did, right? I
mean, he didn't show, he engaged in some sort of contempt of cop.
Yeah, probably. You know, how dare you stop me? I'm just enjoying my day on the ATV. Well, we'll see what they have to say here. So she said that she and her husband got out of the truck when they realized it was McComb. What he, Walls, the cop, did was very horrific, she said. He, McComb, hit so hard, face first, in the concrete. Carrie Balzer said she tried to give a statement about what she saw to Cedar Grove police, but fill in the blank.
They weren't interested in taking it.
They refused to take her statement. Oh, no, that's okay. We've got our report here. We're fine. Thanks very much. I mean, how much more obvious can the cover-up get? Witnesses coming up to the police at the scene saying, yeah, I'd like to give you a statement about what I saw. No, no, that's all right, citizen. We've got this under control. We don't need to have your perspective on what happened. We wouldn't want to have that written down anywhere for a judge or a jury to take a look at. Anyway, Carrie Balzer said they refused to take it. She said she was told she had to give her statement to the chief, Johnny Walls, who was
unavailable.
The man who did the act.
The chief?
Yeah, apparently so.
Oh, God.
At least it's the same last name. Walls, they don't specify in the beginning if his name's Johnny.
No, it might be his dad.
Could be. Palmer said that when Walls stood McComb up, blood was dripping down McComb's face from a gash on his forehead.
That's what happens when you slam somebody hard to the pavement.
Yeah, especially an old man. Palmer said that the skin was torn off his right arm and he was shaking like a leaf. Bob didn't deserve what that cop did to him. By that time, a crowd of people had gathered, Palmer said. He said that when he tried to approach Walls, the officer threatened to taser him. Cole said Walls threatened to taser anyone in the crowd who approached him.
I'm sure he felt, after what he had done, I'm sure he felt threatened.
Absolutely. Cole said Walls handcuffed McComb, and when he tried to get him into the police vehicle, McComb had a hard time. He's not real agile. He doesn't move too fast. He had both knees replaced, the last one about 6 months ago, said Cole. When I watch TV with him, he turns it up to 100 to hear it. He's hard of hearing. So this police officer is trying to get him in the car, and McComb's talking loud, saying, I told you, I can't move my legs.
Why did he think he was on an ATV? What would you call it?
ATV, yeah.
ATV? Yeah.
All-terrain vehicle. He's not real. Well,
I was thinking he could be on one of those for a variety of reasons.
Right. I'm sorry. I was thinking somehow I've been taking it for one of a mobility device. Yeah. That was my mistake. Sorry.
Maybe he uses it for that. Who knows? Anyway, he goes on to say that. So this police officer is, you know, just ignoring him, basically, as he's yelling at him that he can't move his legs. Cole said he thinks that McComb's difficulty hearing might have led to Walls pulling him off the ATV because McComb might not have responded to the officer.
He might have assumed he was giving him some attitude or something. Don't you teach him a lesson. Attitude.
Yep. I'll teach you a lesson. Pull you off the ATV and slam you face first into the pavement, old man. I'm the police chief, and I can do whatever the hell I want. If you don't like it, I'll tase you.
Or
I'm
the not police chief's son.
Yeah, I'm not going to take any of your statements. Now get back off! Back off! I'm here to serve and protect you people! Why don't you appreciate what I'm trying to do for you? I'm trying to rid the streets of these 80-year-old men on these ATVs. This is out of control here. I mean, can you imagine?
It's out of control, all right.
McComb was taken to the police station and then released to his friends. Walls told him he would get a summons in the mail stating the charges against him. McComb was taken to the hospital by ambulance with his daughter, Karen, at his side. She said the reality is it's totally unacceptable. There's no reason ever to brutalize an 80-year-old man. He wasn't drinking. He wasn't drugging. She came back, and she had her father's blood tested for alcohol at the hospital to have his proof later. The test came back negative. Robert McComb suffered a moderate to severe concussion in addition to scrapes and bruises to his head, arms, legs, and back, she said. He is charged with speeding, resisting arrest, obstructing an officer.
Always.
And fleeing an officer.
So resisting arrest was, you know, sitting, being deaf and not knowing what the guy said.
Mm-hmm.
God.
What a proud, proud moment for the police. Let's continue with your calls and talk to Brian, listening in West Virginia to WVTS. Hello, Brian.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, actually, I know quite a bit about this case. I am a police officer, but I'm with a professional police agency, and this guy, he gives all of us a bad name.
This guy, the cop,
you mean? Pardon?
This guy, Wells, the cop, or Walls?
Yeah. Yeah, he's been released from several different police agencies prior to this. I believe FBI is actually investigating it, so hopefully justice will be served. But
Brian, how often these cops can just shuffle around departments? They get fired from one agency and they can just get rehired somewhere else.
Well, that's what happens a lot of times. If it's not bad enough for criminal charges, they let them resign before. They fire them, and then they maintain their police service, and, you know, then at that point they just go into another agency.
Yeah. So you agree, then, that this guy was out of control, and you are a police officer.
Yeah, I'm a police officer, and, yeah, he's totally in the wrong, out of control. We deal with we're in West Virginia. You're constantly dealing with four-wheelers, and basically the only law out there, you know, with it is, you know, shouldn't be on the marked yellow line, roads with divided highways or whatever. And you know, most of the time, even then, you just tell them, hey, act like you got some sense, keep it to the side, you never have any problem.
Brian, I'll tell you what, if you've got more you want to comment on, you're welcome to hang on. We can bring it back here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live at 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com. windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there include our listening options, the archives, the bulletin board system, and more. You can help support the show. We give you the features on the site for free. You can help us out by going to promote.freetalklive.com, and you'll get a full list of things you can do to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to these ideas, the ideas of freedom. Go to promote.freetalklive.com and find out what fits you best. Promote.freetalklive.com. Now, are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? Well, if you knew that thousands of liberty-minded people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you want to join them? Well, you can. I did. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. As we go back, I think Brian is still with us. Yeah. Law enforcement officer listening in the Charleston, West Virginia area to WVTS. Brian, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Thanks, guys. And yeah, I just wanted to say a couple more things. And I appreciate you having me on. Just the fact that, unfortunately, guys like this, you know, 99% of the guys out here wearing a badge and putting their life on the line every night are out there for the right reasons and are out there to protect the freedoms that everybody holds dear. And it's unfortunate a couple guys that do things like this are the ones that get the press. And appreciate you all giving me time to talk.
Do you really believe that 99% of the police are out there trying to do the right thing?
The guys I work with are. Yeah.
We've had guys, former officers on that say that corruption rises through the ranks, that people are more likely at the top of the ranks to be corrupt, and then it trickles down, corrupts the whole, department, things like that. So it's difficult to know when we hear stories in different ways.
Well, hey, I must be blessed then, because the agency I work for, I don't believe that we have that going on, and I'm not blind to it. I mean, I've been at this job for 15 years. It's whenever a problem does arise or something, you know, occurs, you know, it's handled and, you know, they're relieved of duty. They're fired and,
it just seems like that it seems like there probably might have been a time when it was 99%, you know, good peace officer type officers. It seems like, what's happening is now there's more cameras out there and more stuff is being caught on film.
Especially,
or
I think,
on video.
In the larger metro departments is the way I feel. I tend to feel.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot more being discovered, and who knows how long it's been going on.
Well,
it's more and more is getting out in the news now because it's being caught on video, and it seems like, you know, you hear people that might make claims that an officer did something, but it's always the officer who's believed and not the citizen, you know, and if it goes to court or something.
And the thing is, too, you know, I've noticed since I've started doing this that, you know, you can't get as many quality guys to do this job.
Why do you think that is?
You know, it used to be you could get thousands and thousands for 40 slots, so you could pick the best from the best. Now you're lucky to get 200 applications for the same 40 slots.
What do you want to speculate as to why you think that might be?
Well, nobody wants to put up with the low pay for the, you know, no thanks that you normally get from this job. You have to want to do it for the right reasons.
Are you saying that the pay was better in the past and that the job was more thankful in the past?
Oh, no, I just think that people had more of a feeling of duty to their country and to serve, you know, to give back. And it's become a me generation where it's all about me and
Well, isn't the reason why you have those feelings so you can feel good, right? It's always all about you, because if it wasn't all about you, then you wouldn't feed yourself and take care of yourself and, you know, do things like that. So clearly, at some level, it's always all about you. And the reason why people who are into this so-called service mentality are doing it because it makes them feel good, don't you think?
Yes and no, not necessarily. I mean, that's the thing. You put someone else before yourself.
Well, it seems to me that that you say that it's more thankless. It used to be people were grateful for police officers, but how much do you not feel that most people's experience with a police officer is some kind of negative experience where they weren't harming anyone? There seems to be this image of police officers that's been put out there for decades, as the protecting people from criminals, from getting their stuff stolen from them, from being hurt by criminals. But most of our experiences with police officers are where no one has been harmed, nothing bad, they haven't done anything bad to anyone, but they've broken some law where there's no victim. You know, it could be drug related, it could be some traffic related thing where there was no accident. Things like that, where most of our experiences with police officers were being hassled in ways that don't seem to have anything to do with being protected. Do you know what I mean?
Well, you're protecting, like, the speed and all that. Yeah, those are traffic ordinances.
It's awfully vague. I'm saying.
It is, but I believe that, you know, if we're not out there for the greater good, then, you know, you feel lawlessness is better.
That's not.
I just want the laws to be based on protecting people.
I'm in agreement with that. I mean, the legislatures, you know, they get paid to sit up there and make laws that are, you know, crazy. They decriminalize DUIs. You know, they decriminalize driving suspended. A guy can be suspended 15 times, but all he's going to get is a ticket because it's a non-jailable offense, and there's no repercussion because he's not going to pay his fines. He's going to keep driving. He's going to eventually, you know, wreck and kill someone.
Well,
hands are tied, too.
Well, think about what you just said, though. He's been suspended 15 times. Well, but he hasn't been in a wreck. I mean, there's no victim there. There's this anticipation that he might cause harm someday, and he's already being punished because he's just... You know,
People have their license suspended because they're dangerous drivers, but in some cases they have their license suspended because they haven't, filled out a form or because they, haven't jumped
through
a hoop.
They moved and the ticket didn't reach them or something.
So, I mean, here in New Hampshire, they will put somebody in jail over this issue. And so, for instance, I put at one point there was a private tag on the back of the car that I was driving, and they pulled me over for that, and they threatened to suspend my so-called driving privileges. Well, I never asked them for any driving privileges, and I don't think that I need to ask some government bureaucrat to get from point A to point B if I'm not putting anybody else in danger. So a lot of the government's traffic rules are about obedience. In fact, when I called up to the so-called Department of Safety, and I asked them on the phone, I said, is this about safety or is this about obedience? Because they were threatening to take away my so-called privileges. And, you know, she couldn't say it was about safety because it's not about safety, at least in that case. And in many cases, it's not about safety. It's about obedience. How do you feel about that?
There has to be a starting point. They have to have some type of regulation. And I feel that's where we've gotten to, is that we're overregulated. I agree with you guys on that point, that we're overregulated, but there has to be limits set.
Sure,
on
I think
certain
that,
things.
I think that in the absence of this one-size-fits-all government roads monopoly, then you'll have different road owners and insurance companies and things like that, and they likely will have some set of rules. So the choice isn't it's a false choice to believe that, well, either we have this system or we have total lawlessness, right? That was kind of what you presented earlier, and it's not an accurate statement. I think that most people understand that rules are necessary. On private property, you can have rules and you can set whatever rules you want to. So in a world in which roads were not owned by a violent monopoly as they currently are today, the road owners would still be able to set parameters and usage operating things for their roads.
Can you imagine a lobbying path that you wouldn't be willing to enforce
if you thought it
were evil?
If you'd like, you can hang on and answer that question because it's a darn good question. What laws will you not enforce if it were passed in the future? And maybe he'll stick with us here. 800-259-9231.
He's certainly being a good sport.
Always interesting to talk to the law enforcement community on this program. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list, that's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation, twice, and the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Gulf War vets, 9/11 workers, people around the Gulf oil spill fumes, all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill. Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick. You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. Protect yourself. You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you'll find that the features there are totally free. So head on over and enjoy them on us at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of archives, so if you've missed a moment, just go and click and download. They're yours. In fact, going back all the way to, I think it's November of 06, back there, and totally free, by the way, over at freetalklive.com. The archives brought to you by hostgator.freetalklive.com. Dale is here with us from anarchyinyourhead.com, and we've got Brian, I believe, is still with us on the line listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Brian is a law enforcement officer, and we've just been kind of talking about all things law enforcement slash freedom related, or at least some things. And Dale, you exited the last segment with a question for Brian.
Well, yeah, I mean, I could never be a police officer myself, personally. I mean, I certainly don't pass judgment on other people that do it, and they feel they're doing the right thing, obviously. I mean, and then I think that's because other people are making these laws that you are expected to enforce whether you believe in them or not. And I could not live my life, I would not be able to live my life honestly enforcing laws, like some laws that I believe are victimizing innocent people. And I would not be able to be a part of that process.
Like the drug laws?
Like the drug laws, I think, are victimizing innocent people. And I think in that case, the officer himself is essentially the criminal, because he's victimizing someone who's innocent because they wrote some words down on paper, some people who feel they have the right to punish innocent people for arbitrary things. And I just wonder, is there some law, presumably not right now, I think you're a police officer and you probably fairly consistently enforce the law, but can you imagine a law where you say, I will not enforce that? Like, what law might pass?
Actually, we did have a discussion, me and some of the guys I worked with, because, you know, during the past election, they was trying to, you know, spout out there that the Second Amendment was going to be repealed and they were going to take everybody's guns. And we hypothetically discussed the fact that, you know, how could you do your job if they told you to go take someone else's guns? And I, you know, at that point, if something like that morally or just totally, I'm a pronounced conservative, you know, I'm not close-minded in my beliefs or try to push them on anybody else. So I'm relatively conservative. And if it got to the point where I morally felt that I couldn't do my job or had to do a job that I didn't agree with morally, it'd be time for me to hang it up. And But let me pose a question with the drug law. It's something that comes to mind, something that happened in my career. You talk about the drug law, and I see both sides of the argument after doing this job this long, you do. But the scenario that I always reflect on is guy that only had marijuana in his system, crossed the center line, hit and killed a family of four, and I had a 10-year-old child die in my arms.
Awful.
Yeah.
So how do you, with the no drugs being legal, deal with that?
Well, I let me field that one. First off, there's no sort of there's little motivation to create a drug test for somebody who's stoned, because the marijuana was in his system, but that doesn't mean he was actually stoned. You know as well as
no,
I do.
There is a test that a professor from University of Indiana came in and testified that you can quantitative analyze blood long as it's recovered within 2 hours of the time of the incident. And he showed that it if at least you have 4 nanograms per milliliter of active THC in your blood, that over his 20 years experience has proved impairment.
Thank goodness there's finally a test for that. I mean, I have been wanting to hear about a test like this for a very long time. And
that's the problem, is the test is so hard and so expensive, and probably if it wouldn't have been for the fact that he killed someone, you know,
can we get to the nub of the issue then?
Right. So I think I think that people should be free to smoke marijuana if they wish, in the same way they're free to smoke to drink alcohol if they wish, or they can smoke alcohol if they want. And it's the getting into the car that's the issue. Marijuana generally is far less of a cause of an accident than alcohol is, and I think you'd probably agree with
me.
I
agree.
However, I can tell you that if somebody ran over my kid who had just gotten baked in their car, I would hold them more morally culpable. I mean, I don't know what it is about it exactly, even though I've seen the science that generally marijuana drivers are pretty much as good as regular drivers.
Would you do the same to someone who was driving while tired, Mark?
You can't test it in the same way. I mean,
that's the problem with the marijuana.
It's worse than being intoxicated with alcohol.
It's so expensive that they can't do it the way that they've been able to with alcohol. The marijuana being able to prove that there's active THC in the blood.
But it's
the crime. It's the crime, the smoking the pot, or is the crime the killing someone in your car?
Or driving irresponsibly.
And are you certain that he wouldn't have been driven irresponsibly even if he weren't intoxicated in some manner at the time?
It doesn't matter to me whether someone's intoxicated or whether they're texting.
Right.
Or whether they're changing the
texting
radio station.
Far more dangerous than intoxication.
Or whether they're driving while tired. What matters is what happened, and that is that somebody died, or somebody
and,
got
and holding them responsible.
And somebody destroyed property, or whatever the result of their actions were. That should be what they should be held responsible for. And if people are held responsible for restituting the victims and making people whole as much as possible, they're going to think twice about doing all of the above: driving while tired, texting, drinking and driving, smoking and driving, whatever.
Now, can I ask you? That's your justification for the marijuana laws. Does that mean that you support bringing back prohibition of alcohol?
And like I said, I see both sides of that argument. And the prohibition of marijuana, even, it's like you said, I agree with you in the fact that it's not necessarily their marijuana, but the actions afterwards. But again, there has to be boundaries set. And unfortunately, people don't self-regulate and don't do the right thing all the time. And
but most people do.
So bring back prohibition of alcohol?
Obviously, that didn't work. So.
And
the prohibition of marijuana isn't working either.
Right,
and it's not nearly as dangerous as alcohol.
Right. Yours is the first case. It's so rare that you hear of...
It actually was a precedent.
Yeah.
So, I'd like to say that the first time I smoked marijuana, somehow or another, I ended up behind the wheel of a car, and I found myself in a very dangerous traffic incident. It happens. And it's, it's always a bad idea.
And it was
idea.
Illegal, by the way, when you did it, right?
What's that?
Smoked the marijuana.
Yeah.
Right. So the fact that it was illegal didn't stop you from smoking and getting behind the wheel, did it?
Indeed, it didn't.
No.
And the real crime is getting behind the wheel if that's, you know, I mean, and the real crime is causing damage and, you know, the cause
driving irresponsibly, whether it's because you're intoxicated or you're trying to text while you're driving or you're too tired to be driving.
It's the same old story as what we heard this week during this hearing about repealing the open container ordinance here in Keene, New Hampshire, was there's always something, right? It's in that case, it's the bum that peed on the side of a business or something like that. Or there's always somebody who's going to be irresponsible with their choices that justifies the government people banning a behavior that is by and large done responsibly by the majority of people engaging in it. Most people are pretty responsible about how they, you know, consume alcohol, and most people that consume marijuana are pretty responsible about that. But one of them is going to get you put behind bars. And, you know, the idea that because some people are irresponsible that everyone should be punished is it's really just
well,
it's
and that's not always the case. I mean, that's the thing too. You can use discretion, and I've tried to use my job is to look at the totality of the situation. You know, it's not always black and white, but
I do appreciate that.
And that's what you have to do. You know, this guy that killed his family of four, and you know, he had no prior criminal record. He had not as much as even a traffic ticket.
The pot smoker guy.
Oh right,
yeah, the pot smoker guy. Yeah,
I got you. Yeah, well, I like Dale said, I appreciate you using discretion. It's nice to hear that from a law enforcement officer. It means you're thinking. It means you're out there making choices and decisions and identifying each individual situation and looking at it at least from a somewhat objective view. And I think that's important, whereas what we're so used to hearing is kind of this robotic police officer that's, well, you know, I will do whatever I am told and I will enforce these laws and, you know, it doesn't matter what I think. And I'm glad to hear that you do think. And I thank you, Brian, for the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And don't hesitate to check in with us again if you've got something to say. Always interesting to hear from someone in the law enforcement community, especially one that's actually thinking actively and making choices for himself. Let's talk to Mike in Florida briefly. Mike, you're on in the remaining moments of the show here.
Hey, guys. Great show. I'm hoping you don't mind if I change the
subject quick.
A little bit.
Do it quick. 20 seconds.
What do you guys think about buying proof coins versus buying just plain old bullion?
Personally, I like to have silver or gold in my hands. And for me, it's not about the collecting or something like that. I hear there's a great premium on it. I've had people tell me that there's advantages to proof coins. I certainly wouldn't argue with somebody who knows more about it than I do. I just like to have the gold or silver in my hands.
Yeah, hey, me too.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. We'll see you tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition of the show. Join Dale online at anarchyinyourhead.com, and we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com. Good night.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumiThinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumiThinPlus.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.